Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's a senior fellow, keeps a Longword Journal, where you can see regular reporting from our guest, David Dioud, of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. We've been focusing on Gaza, but as you all know, after all these years, Gaza is one battlefront paid for and directed by, at some point, the Tehran masters, who have launched this several-front war against Israel at least since October of 23. Iran did not attend the meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh of the Arab leaders, of the Islamic leaders. Turkey was there, for heaven's sakes. No, and of the European leaders. All were there together, no Iran. They do have a president. He could have easily shown up. He chose not to. What does it mean? David, do we continue to believe that the war remains between Jerusalem and Tehran, and that Tehran in no fashion believes that it is it needs to retreat? Where is Tehran right now in your reporting on its threat to Israel?
Look, on the issue of Israel, its right to exist, its existence, Iran has made it absolutely clear that it doesn't accept Israel's right to exist, and that it will continue to act against Israel, and to ensure that one day Israel is, in the famous term that the Iranians coined, wiped off the face of the map. Look, Turkey, even though governed or ruled now by an Islamist, he's a lot more of a pragmatist. And Turkey historically has had a relationship with the state of Israel. Iran's animosity towards Israel is much deeper and much more ideological. And look, I don't see. Similar to how I don't see a resumption of active hostilities on the level that they were a few days ago between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, I don't see Israel and Iran immediately going to war. Iran took a massive beating during the 12-day war, as it was been dubbed, in June. I think they need time to recoup. The Israelis have apparently, according to Walla News, sent messages through Putin to the Iranians saying they're not interested in an escalation. I think also President Trump has probably made it clear to the Israelis that, you did what you needed to do. We attacked Iran with midnight hammer. So that's it. Go. Everyone needs to be quiet in their corner. But again, this doesn't mean the conflict is over. I think what you will see from Iran now is a tactical retreat. And I can't stress enough that it's a tactical retreat right now. At least kinetically, the tides have turned against Iran and its proxies. Its investment of decades, 40 plus years in Lebanon, 20 years in Gaza, the Houthis all took significant damage. The Assad regime fell. So Iran is to a large degree on its back foot. And the last thing it wants now is the continuation of a fight with a kinetically, conventionally much more powerful Israel that is going to continue to erode its investments in the region. So what they want now is the war to stop, right? Stanch the bleeding, so to speak, and start from salvage as much as they can and start from that point. They don't want to go back to zero. So what you're going to see from Iran is directly and through its proxies. Again, I'd say they're going to try to lay low, play nice, and try to rebuild and regenerate without rocking the boat, either regionally or within their domestic context. I mean, we see Hezbollah probing when it comes to the government. But, they're trying to play a dual game of, as they've confessed, continuing to regenerate. We see this from IDF strikes. We see this from Naim Qassem's admissions, but also not trying to rock the Lebanese boat too much or even retaliating against Israel. I mean, Israel conducts daily attacks against Hezbollah, daily assassinations, destruction of infrastructure. And Hezbollah is taking it on the chin very quietly, because for them right now, it's either they lose two or three operatives a week or they lose 100 a week. And, you know, given that those are their options, they'd rather kind of take the lower end of things. So we're going to see this again, just what we're seeing from Iran's proxies. We're going to see from Tehran laying low, letting the Israelis and the West bask in this false sense of victory. You know, the best thing that could happen for Iran and the resistance axis now is that the good guys really deceive themselves into thinking that the enemy has been fully defeated. Because that lets you let your guard down. That's exactly what happened on October 6th. And the best thing that can happen for Iran is to allow its enemies to adopt an October 6th mentality and use that then to kind of fly low and regenerate.
Bill, we have about a minute if you have a quick question.
David, really quickly, the Turkey and Qatar played a role in this, in getting this ceasefire. Do you think that moving forward, they will, they both have been supportive of Hamas, to put it mildly. Do you think they'll play a positive role in attempting to have actual peace in Gaza?
We have a minute.
One minute, David. I don't know, because I think, for example, Qatar's not ideological, but I think it benefits from chaos. So long as Qatar feels that it can benefit from chaos, it will continue to do so. I don't see Al Jazeera changing its narrative, or the 100 other outlets that be Qatari sponsor. I don't see them, kind of coming to the side of the good guys finally and abandoning the chaos they've been sowing for decades, because it helps them to play arsonist and firefighter. And for Turkey, similarly, look, Turkey wants to position itself as the preeminent Sunni power in the region. And the doorway to that is to act like the defender of the Palestinian cause. And I think Erdogan personally has an ideological attachment to this issue. It's subordinate to pragmatic considerations at different points, but it is also a pragmatic consideration for Turkey, just like it did when it came to Syria, you know, to oppose Assad and to pretend to be a defender of the Syrian revolution. Similarly here, if you want to win the hearts and minds of Sunnis and be looked at as, you know, by Sunnis, not just Sunni Arabs, but Sunni Muslims worldwide, as the preeminent leader of this, of the Muslim world, Palestine is the main issue.
David.
So that serves that.
David Daoud of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow at the FTD.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.